And welcome. Thank you for coming out and braving this cold weather to be with us this morning. If you're visiting us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the welcome card available at the door or from one of the ushers and place it in the offering plate or just hand it to the usher. Also, after today's service, please join us for what appears to be a very nice collation in the kitchen next door and some fellowship. We would appreciate it. Today's announcements, our guest preacher again today, thank you, Reverend Bim Goring and his family. It's very nice to have them here with us. The poinsettias in the front of the sanctuary are available for whoever would like to take them, either to take them to a shut-in or to a nursing home. Also, Marilyn, I believe, has a couple of announcements she would like to make.
Yes, thank you. There is an announcement in the bulletin about the women's, American Baptist Women's Ministries get together on this coming Saturday at noontime, so I hope everybody can join us, and if the gentlemen want to join us, that'll be fine too, Brother Maria. We're going to celebrate Christmas. It still is the last day, the 12th day of Christmas, with a potluck, and I think we're going to have Harold's chicken pies, I think, and then if anybody would like to bring a side dish or a salad and a dessert, I know one person spoke to me about making something that would be nice. So we'll see you at noontime. It'll be probably a couple of hours, and we'll have a Yankee swap exchange afterwards, no more than $10 value. But we have a couple of things we need to talk about, and I'd love to have as many women as possible come. And if you have friends or if we're missing several people, I'll try to contact a lot of them too. Secondly, there is a sympathy card in the parlor on the island for Wilma Fowler's family. I mentioned that she passed away the other day, there was a lovely service for her at Lynn First Baptist, but she was very active with the Judson Association women. So I would like anybody at all to sign from us to show the family that we would support them at the time of loss. Well, thank you. Please do sign this pen right there.
Thank you, Marilyn. Please join me in a unison call to worship. It's number 755 in the blue hymnal. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. As we come to the end of one year and to the threshold of another, help us look behind us with thanksgiving, to look around us with appreciation, and to look ahead of us with confidence, for we do not walk alone. Now please join me in praying as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgave our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now Reverend Goring will lead us in a pastoral prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Reverend.
Praise the Lord. Do you have any concern and prayer requests, please? You can share so we can pray together. Anybody has any prayer request? Any concern? Oh, so praise God. Everybody is good. And we remember the family who passed away. As Marilyn said us today morning, we will pray for the family and lift them up in our prayer. And please do pray for our Nepali church. We are growing, and it's amazing to have a worship here together. And as a one faith and one spirit and one mission and one goal. And this is a church that first time immigrant church, and we really do need your prayer for people to accept Christ from the bottom of their heart. And I thank you for this church. And let us pray for our pastor Martha as she is on vacations. And let us pray for our church family here. And maybe some are sick that are not able to come in the church today. Let us remember them. If you remember their names, you can pray for them. And let us pray for this. This today is the new year, last of the year. So let God have mercy for next year so that we can celebrate together again in this place. Amen? Okay, let us pray together. Father in heaven, the creator of universe and the creator of all above, Lord, we thank you for your mercy and love that you have given in our life. We are so much blessed by your Son Jesus Christ that he has connected us to you. Now we can freely worship, and we can freely talk with you, and we can freely share what you have put in our heart. Lord, right now, especially, I pray for this First Baptist Church of Malden. Lord, I pray for the minister and the pastors and the believer of this church, oh God. As we all follow you, and we know that you are with us. And we know that whatever circumstances will come or have come, we have got the victory because the Christ is the victory. And I pray for the pastor to strengthen and help her to travel safely, O God. And I pray for all church people, those who are sick and not able to come today. Lord, I don't know their name, but I want to pray them, touch them, and strengthen them, and heal them, and bless them, O God. And I pray for the family that have lost, O God, and be with them and guide them and strengthen them and encourage them with your love and with your love, O God. And I do want to pray for this country, O God, and bless this country as you have been blessing us. Help us to come back to you, to the cross, O God. I can see more churches in this country are going down, O God, and people are not coming to the church. Lord, I just want to pray the Spirit of God to move them. Let them get back to the church, and let them get back to the cross, where they can kneel down, where they can pray, where they can ask, where they can get strengthened from you, O God. I thank you, Lord, for this church that we're able to worship together in one spirit, in one faith, in one faith in you, O God. Help us to continue to worship you and continue to preach your word and continue to spread your gospel in this area, O God, in this country. I thank you for everything, O God. Help us to continue to be faithful and trustful into you, O God. I thank you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before I forget again, I would like to thank those that came down Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday evening to help set up the pile for our winter worship. Jose and Jeff Lanton, Dottie Latta, and especially Reverend Goering and his prayer group on Wednesday night, men and women, who made it a very easy task and light work for everyone. It was greatly appreciated. God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. The ushers will now wait upon you for your tithes and offerings. present these gifts with gratitude. Gratitude for having them to give, and gratitude for the privilege of being part of your redemptive work in our world.
Good morning and Happy New Year again.
Good morning.
It is amazing today here. We can hear all the sounds together. When we were worshiping in the big hall in Shanchuri, we really couldn't hear the clear because the voice was going all over the place. But this is the best place to worship. Amen. I thank you for this church and the pastor again. This is my second time to preach here. And I'm so much blessed. I'm thankful to the whole church family. Today's sermon will be about the topic going to be let's get into the boat. As we all know, that boat is without boat, this civilization world wouldn't have never made. And there was no plane, there was no train, there was no buses, there was nothing. But we can see that people used to travel by the boat, right? There was no even big ship. There was no big ship even. So, since this is a new year, it's coming. Tomorrow will be 2018. So I prayed to God and I thought of preaching a little different message to my congregation and over here too. So and let us pray so that God can teach us and God can help us, the Holy Spirit can lead us. Lord, I'm standing here to preach your word. And I don't know nothing, but you know everything. And I need your Holy Spirit to come down and help us to make known what is going to be preached. Lord, help us to read this Bible. Help us to understand this message so that we may give you praise and worship all the time. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. The boat is very important to travel one place to another place. When Jesus was in this world, we see that he used to travel by the boat from another place to another place, one side to another side. So Jesus talked about his disciples like Peter and Mark, and he said, let's get into the boat and go another side of the lake. But they never hesitated, right? They just jumped out in the boat and they just went to another side of the lake. But we know that when we get into the boat, we feel different kind of environment, right? How many of you like on the boat to, you know, paddle yourself? I really like it. When we go in the sea or in the lake, last summer we had a church retreat in New Hampshire and they had a boat. And some of the police people never got into the boat because we have no ocean there. Nepal has no ocean, it's all rivers. It's the second richest water in the world than Brazil. We have a lot of rivers, but there is no ocean. It's all the river goes, you can see all the fountains, water fountains everywhere. Since this is a landlocked country, in the middle of India and China, small country. So somebody, some people were scared of getting in the boat. You know, they wanted to put the feet in the boat and they were scared. But after all, they got into the boat, they were so happy. But they didn't know what is inside the boat. They didn't know how they feel when they get in the boat. Some people, they're scared to get in the boat. What I'm trying to say is, Jesus is in our boat. Many people don't want to accept Jesus. Many people don't want to receive Jesus as the leader of the boat, right? If people don't know how to paddle the boat will probably flip up, right? But you need to know how to flip it up. So Jesus is our captain. Jesus is the captain of the sea. captain of the boat. So when we get into the boat, we have a different environment there. Amen? Doesn't matter what kind of circumstances does come. Doesn't matter what kind of sicknesses you have. Doesn't matter what problem you have. We have got the victory because Jesus is in the boat who will lead us to another side of the lake. Our life is transcending now. Day by day we are getting older and getting older. Our life is changing every day. Our mind is changing every day. But God never changes. Amen. Jesus was, He was, He is, and He will be. He will never change. So, we have the captain of the boat, so what do we fear? Amen. Let's get into the boat. 2018 will be the best of the year. Amen. Let's pray that God can strengthen us. God can help us in every way what we do. Let us forget about the fearness. Let us forget about the, like, where church is getting very smaller and smaller. People are not coming. Just forget about that. Let us worship God what you have. Amen. Let us get into the board. Let us have a different environment yourself. When we get into the board, that there may be 10, 20 people traveling in the board, but they have that different kind of enjoyment, right? Different feeling. This is the church. It's like a board. When we come to the church, we have different feelings. He might have different feeling, he might have different feeling, I might have different, because that's the way God works personally. Amen? God works personally. He works within us. So this year, next year is coming. Today is the last day of 2017. Let us pray that for our family reunion. Let us pray if anybody has some problem with the church family, let us forgive one another. Let us get into the board. Amen? Let us get into the boat. If you have any sicknesses, let us pray that God can heal us. God can strengthen us. Because He is the healer of all sicknesses. Okay, and then number two, I'm going to say, we are traveling in the boat. What is our destination? We all have a destination, right? The boat, when we travel, we're not traveling just for nothing. We have some destination to go there. We want to go over that corner. We have some destination you will enjoy, right? There may be some big stone. Okay, let's go near where that stone. Let's go near where that trees. You know, you have a specific destination in our place. So the Hebrew 11:16 says that, where is your destination?
But it is, they desire the better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to call their God, for He has prepared for them a city. Amen?
The heaven is our destination. The city God has already prepared for us. Already has made us. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare the room for you, place for you. Then I will come back to get you, right? So our destination is to get to the where Jesus is. So our destination is so beautiful. Very romantic, a wonderful place where we all gonna be. That is our faith, amen? That is our hope, that is our faith in Jesus Christ, that we all have a specific destination where we gonna be with Jesus. So let's get into the board. When we travel in the board, there will be trouble, there will be problem, there will be different kind of storm will come, the rain will fall, different circumstances will come, but still our destination is to be with Jesus Christ. Amen? That is our faith. That is our hope. And do you have a plan? Book of James 4:13-16, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I have a plan for you. Plan not to harm, but the plan to succeed. Amen? So God has already planned us. God has already given us our plan. So many people in the world, they are wandering here and there because they don't have a specific destination. And they are not traveling in the boat with Jesus Christ. And they don't have a plan. That's why people go here and there. It's like a balloon, you know. If you come, it's a balloon. If the wind blows this way, they go this way. If you come this way, if the wind blows in the round way, it's going to be like this. People don't have a plan. Because they don't know Jesus is the captain. They don't respect Jesus as their God. They don't travel in the boat with Jesus. Therefore, people don't want to come to church. People don't want to do nothing good. They're wandering here and there. And people trying to kill themselves in the world. I see, especially in Boston, I say to all my friends, Boston is one of the driest spiritual
dying place in the world. Because all the educated people are coming in this place. And I said, we live between big shaitans, I said, big devils. Because we don't believe, you know. All the sophisticated, intelligent people are in Boston. And then they don't believe in God. But thank God we believe Jesus, amen? Thank God we come to church. Thank God we worship God. Thank God we love Jesus. Thank God we travel in the world with Jesus Christ. Doesn't matter whatever people think, doesn't matter whatever circumstances come, we travel in the world with Jesus Christ. And we are the happiest people. We are the healthiest people. Amen? So Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my best verse. He says, I have a plan for you. Plan not to harm, but a plan to succeed. So let us, 2018 is coming up. Let us all plan, give it to God. Let God be first glorified. Let God first make a plan, and we follow His plan so that we can travel together in the world. Amen? Where do you want to travel? And then we have a plan. Then we have a place to travel. Like, I just put the picture over this because when we travel to some destination, we have to pack everything. We have to put the toothpaste, or money, or clothes, or winter clothes, a jacket, a shoe, whatever needed. We need to study the country where you're traveling, right? What kind of weather do they have? What kind of people do they eat? What kind of food they eat? Can I eat their food? We think many things. So before we go to heaven, we need to prepare ourselves for the trouble. We need to really get ready. What kind of place is that? What kind of suit, necklace should I wear over there? So I want to read this verse. Psalm 91, verse 11. I want to read this verse. Please try to understand my English. This is not my first language, so I hope you are understanding. I'm trying my best. 91:11 says like this, for he will give his angels charge of you to guard you in all your ways. Amen. Jesus will send us the angels of God to guard us wherever we go. Amen. Wherever we travel, he is with us. The angel of the Lord is with us. He is God. He will guard for us. No fear. Many people fear, right? When many people have a fearful life. Their life, I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm going to seek. If I go to church, maybe some people are going to hurt me. And maybe I'm not going to be liked. People have so fearless. But believe that the angel of God will guard you. Where do you go? In all his ways, the Bible says, all your ways, he's going to guard all your ways. Amen? So we are traveling with Jesus on the board, and we have a plan, and we are traveling together our destination where God is. Do you have the route? Many people, you know, wonder, do you have the route? There are two routes. Many people don't come to church because they want to walk in the big route, in the broad way, not in the narrow way, right? And in Matthew chapter 7 and 13 says that there's two ways. One way is lead to the hell, one way leads to Jesus. I travel every morning, and in the Davis Square site, I used to go to church in Somerville Community Baptist Church. When you go in the morning, you know the restaurant in the morning for the breakfast? People are lying from here to almost there. I don't know what kind of breakfast they have. 10 o'clock, they have to be lying in the church. They have to be lying, they have to go to church. But people are dying for the breakfast. And I pray for that area, Lord, why these people don't go to church? Why they are lined up here? And I want to tell you a little bit, one joke, okay? Chicken and pig garden fall in love, okay? Chicken and pig. It's just a joke, okay? But try to understand. Chicken and the pig fall in love, and they wanted to have a breakfast in the morning. And then I think you know this story. And then they both travel to the American restaurant, a continental breakfast. This is a continental breakfast. And they want to eat the continental breakfast, and they shut down and they order. And eggs and ham, you know, like, you know, American eggs and ham. And chicken says to the pig, you know, honey, look at this. I give the eggs, man, so that everybody can have a breakfast. Okay? The chicken says to the pig, you know, to his boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't know, but says, look at that, I have eggs. You see, because of me, people all can have a breakfast. And pig was laughing and looking at him. And pig says to the chicken, you know what? You didn't have to die to give the eggs, but I have to die to give the ham or bacon. Did you get what I mean? The chickens don't have to die in order to get the eggs, but the pig has to die. So he's smiling, you know, I give the life, but you give the only chicken. You only give the eggs. So Jesus Christ died for us. He died for us, and it's like pig died and gave the bacon and you know, the ham, you know? You got your appointment?
Yes.
So I don't know. I love that one because Jesus, the only one, Son of God, died for us. Many people came pretending as like God. They never died for us. Only one, the Son of God, the Jesus one, they died for you and for me to make the way to heaven, to prepare the way and to give us the life. Amen? It's amazing. I came from Buddhist background. The Buddha was born in Nepal 500 years before than Jesus Christ. Still we have a temple. Still we have his palace in Nepal. Many people, thousands of people go to see his birthplace in Nepal. And then we came from Buddhist and Hindu background. We never knew who was God. The only thing we were tortured, only thing we were forced to believe and forced to worship that God and goddesses. Every morning you get up and you were forced to worship the God and goddess. A stone, a cow. If you kill the cow, you go to Nepal jail. 25 years you go to jail. Mm-hmm. It's a Hindu god in Nepal. Mm. You can't kill the cow. Mm. But nowadays, because of all these changes, some places they are killing, but still, Nepalese people don't need the cow. But I eat everything. Because I'm a Christian. And the first time I ate the beef was in New York. I came to New York and I was very hungry and everybody went to me. Then everybody wanted the McDonald's or Burger King, then order for me and it was so tasty. The first time the Burger King was so tasty. What I'm trying to say is that we were forced to worship God and God. We did not know who was Jesus. But Jesus called me amazing and I know who is Jesus now. And I preach who is Jesus. And I know where I'm going to be. And we all know where we're going to be. Amen? Because we love Jesus. And we're children of God. Okay. Many people don't want to travel this narrow way. You see the broad way, many people enjoy life. But the narrow way, there's few people. I see in the church, we are few people. But we walk with God. We travel in the world with Jesus Christ. Amen?
Okay, I think I will finish soon.
The GPS. Do you need a GPS? Many people are wondering because they need a GPS. Some people cannot drive without GPS in Boston area. If you used to be put a GPS in your phone, you cannot drive because you have a habit of putting all the address. Right?
The Hebrew 13:5-6 says, about the GPS, where is your direction?
Before this come, it used to call Tom Tom. Before this iPhone come, they used to call Tom Tom. You know, and before this, that, I know in 2000, before this come, we used to have a big map, right? Big book, and we used to see like half an hour way to go. With all the books, we need to take a look at where the address is, so we used to carry all the map in our books, but now, you have everything in the cell phone. Just put the address, even you talk it, 50 Bradley Street is going to give you right away. Imagine. The world is past. But we God's people come here because we know the direction. Amen? We know the direction where to go. We know the destination. When you travel, when you arrive, they're going to put your flag right there. You are arrived. And I used to drive Uber like 2-3 years ago. I used to drive Uber. And I have a GPS. The lady used to talk, you know, talk, run left, run right. And I used to tell them, this is my girlfriend. She never get mad. Because even though I lost her way, she's going to get pleased to run around. If I drive, my wife will be crazy. What happened? Why are you driving like this? But she never get mad. You know, turn around, please. You know? What I'm trying to say is, this place is the place God has directed us to worship together. And this is the place where we grow together, where we learn together, where we sing together, where we praise together for the glory of God. And we know the right direction. Many people are wondering. They don't know the direction. But God has given us a direction. And this is the final destination. I like it. It's a wonderful place to worship. The final destination to worship for God, glory, is Malden First Baptist Church. Doesn't matter wherever we travel. May God bless all of us. And finally, I want to recap one more time. This is overall the message today. Get into the boat. Explain that you are on the sea. This is all over of the message. And trust, faith, hope, love, peace, joy be filled in the name of Jesus Christ to all of us. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please stand and join us in singing our final hymn. Another year is dawning. Print it on the insert if you go.
Get into the boat together. Where we travel, God is with us. Another year is approaching, and God is going to send His angels to guard us all the ways, all the years, as He has blessed us, and He will bless us. Let us walk together in the faith, in the love, and the joy. The journey is very hard, but God is with us. The journey we have is very different environment. The environment is very different. Only Christ can give us that. Not by the world, not by the things of the world. Only Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, give us that environment. And let us walk into the boat together where our journey started and where we'll be. And it doesn't matter whatever circumstances might come, acquired in our life, because Jesus Captain is with us, and He will send His all angels of God to guide with us. May the Lord bless us, and may the Lord lead us, and may the Lord bless all year long. As long as we live here, as long as we walk here, as long as we preach here, as long as we worship here together, until Jesus comes, let us share the good news of Jesus Christ, and let us walk in love, in the faith, in the hope. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.